life itself. Kiss me, dear, and hold me tight, for you know this is not our last time.
Welcome back, folks, to another installment. Actually, not an installment of Andromeda. It's an installment of Lawn Chair Crisis. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry for the late station call there. We were snuck up on by that Rush song, Subdivisions. Subbing in for Larson today, and he requested we play at least one Rush song. So there you go, Subdivisions, my favorite Rush song. How do you feel about that song, guys? Oh, also, we got two other guys in the studio right now. We got Jack and Kyle. Y'all want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Kyle.
I'm Jack.
Yeah.
There we go. Nice introductions. What did y'all think of that Rush song?
I enjoyed it. I'm not as familiar with Rush, really. I know a couple of their hits. I used to listen to them as a kid, but haven't listened to them a lot recently. I'm just kind of getting into prog.
Yeah, very childhood band, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
I listened to an album by them called Presto when I was a kid, and apparently that one's not... People don't really like that one, but I thought it was great, and I didn't really like their other stuff, but... Yeah.
There's a big debate in the community about like 70s versus 80s Rush, and it's more like the boomers on the 70s side, but like I think they...
Where do you stand? 80s?
I stand on the 80s just because it's like, I don't know, just better. You know, they developed their sound a little bit more. Yeah, that was 80s. That was 82, I think, from Signals. Yeah, Subdivisions. Nice. All right, so I guess we'll do some more talking later on, but now it's time for some Wishbone Ash. This is Sometime World. We're going to do some prog today. Some prog and some adjacent things, I guess.
We're feeling Czech, you know.
We'll see where the night takes us. We're feeling Czech.
Yeah, we're in prog.
Oh. True. Nice one. All right.
Oh, should we talk about the intro, too?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Jack, you want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, sure. So that was a song called Overture from I Am Curious Orange by The Fall. And that's from an album by The Fall. It's one of my favorite Fall albums, but I don't know if it gets the appreciation it deserves, really. The Fall basically agreed to write the music to a ballet called I Am Curious Orange, I think. It has something to do with William of Orange. It's a crazy concept.
That.
And the album's just ridiculous. They have this song, which has a bunch of shouting. There's some...
That's all their albums, isn't it?
New Big Priest, which I love. And then there's a song where it's just loud music and then... Marky Smith recites the words to Blake's Jerusalem over in the song, but just the words.
I gotta listen to that.
I encourage you to go check it out.
That's crazy. Oh my god. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, anyway, we'll come back to that later, but right now it's time for some Wishbone Ash, folks. We ready? This is Sometime World.
Hated beside
What were you saying, Jack?
It's not important.
Never mind. Oh, damn. Okay. Well, we're back anyway. We were having some fun during those two songs. That was Dancing Madly Backwards on a Sea of Air from Captain Beyond off of their self-titled album from 1972. And that's a banger, do you think? Don't you think?
I agree. I think both of those were bangers.
Yeah, drumming on both of those was pretty excellent.
I agree.
Yeah,
and, yeah. You know, of course, the Neil Peart and...
Neil Peart.
Peart.
Is that really how you say it?
Yeah, it's Peart. Yeah, only Rush. True Rush fans know. Oh,
I
dear.
See.
Outed as amateur Rush fans.
Some prog talk. Are you guys progarchives.com
Yes, frequenters? I have an account, yes. My username was 21st Century Schizoid And, as in Andrew. It was the only way I could make it work. It was kind of lame, but I made it in like 8th grade
and.
Or whatever. It was kind of lame, but anyway. Nice.
I'm going to start calling you that.
The whole thing, like 21st century
Schizoid And?
Whole thing. Yeah, I mean.
And what?
You could try. You could try to do that. I don't know.
And Rue.
And Rue. So true. And then before that, we heard Sometime World by Wishbone Ash from Argus. And we're going to come back to something called the Argus at the end of the show. Kyle, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Some of that New Hope boys, some of those gentlemen from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. You know,
really?
Yeah, huh. They're cool. They're from my area. And did I tell you that I went to middle school with Dean Ween's son?
How was that?
It was fun. He's a cool dude. He's doing radio things too. I think somewhere. I think Bard College or something. But
makes
you
sense.
Know, Steely Dan.
Oh, Steely Dan.
Steely Dan right, influence yeah. there. But
did you ever read the story about when Walter Becker met Donald Fagen?
No, I have not. Well, maybe I did, and I just forgot.
It's not to be read on air. But.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah, there's some pretty raunchy stuff in Steely Dan's history. I don't know.
Well, we got some songs to get through.
Yeah, we got some songs to get through, I'm afraid. We can't just be talking our mouths off here. This is The Who from their, I guess it's from their compilation album, Odds and Sods. It's pure and easy. The 5-minute version, as Jack rightfully
pointed. Not the 4-minute
version.
Not the 4-minute version.
The 5-minute version. Here we go. This is The Who.
We all find our own dreams, and our love. Listen!
dried fruit PSA.
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you?
Try eating dried fruits.
Dried figs.
Apples.
Cherries.
Bananas.
Apricots.
Peaches.
Pears.
Pine apples.
Raisins.
Cranberries.
Prunes.
Blueberries.
Mangoes. And oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Well, how about that one, folks? That was quite something.
That was a really strange public service announcement.
What public service announcement? I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought the part about where David Bowie talks about the fruit was...
Oh, that was David Bowie?
It's a pretty good metaphor.
I don't remember that one.
The Berlin Wall.
I must be misremembering it, but I don't remember that one before, but I guess it is in there.
It's one of those albums you hear something new every time you listen to it.
Truly, so true. And I mean, he shouts out Tufts too.
I know.
He was in Germany and he was just thinking about
Tufts. Ever been here.
You know, it's crazy. Anyway, that was Warszawa by David Bowie from his legendary 1977 Berlin period album, Blow. And then before that was Genesis with Squonk from A Trick of the Tail. Jack and I were talking about how great the appeal of that album is to all the different types of Genesis fans. The Collins group, the more prog group, the Gabriel Block. And then we started that off with Pure and Easy by The Who from Odds and Saws, another Jack pick. Any comments, any feelings about the way things are going? What?
I just heard a noise.
Oh, that was the train, I think. Yeah. Hopefully that'll be done soon. The Green Line, am I right?
Never.
Never, yeah. I don't. They're saying May. They're saying mid-May.
They've been saying
May,
my freaking ass.
But they haven't been giving a month yet. This is the first time they gave them a month.
Okay, all right.
That's true.
Also, you can't see that word on air, Kyle.
I didn't say the word, okay? All right, well, May, they finish it sooner rather than later.
Yes, there we go. Keep it PG.
Praying for the Green Line.
Yes, indeed. All right.
That's going to be...
What? Go.
I'm going to speak up at the Quaker meeting about the Green Line.
Yes, we got to hold it in the light. Yeah.
We're going to a Quaker meeting this Sunday.
Oh, yes, we are.
That's the
Friends meeting at Cambridge, baby. Back in person. Yeah, don't be talking about my religion like that. Get out of here. All right. Enough nonsense.
Andromeda only respects Quakerism. All other religions are wrong.
True. I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, you know, you don't have to come out and
official
say it like
show
that.
Policy.
Yeah, I gotta log this one in the political discussions book. You know,
all right, I think we take a moment of silence and play the next song.
Oh yeah, a moment of not silence as we hear
a moment of sound.
Yeah, true,
true, so true. All right, as we hear 24 by Game Theory. This is 24 by Game. Hey, isn't Game Theory Ek24?
Yeah, Game Theory is
Ek24. That's crazy. And this song is by Game Theory. And
another Tufts shout out.
This one goes out to Halden Evrink, my
this goes
game
out to the
professor.
The Tufts Economic Department. Let's go. Yeah, this is 24 by Game Theory.
By this time, the suitcase was getting very heavy, so I rested on a grassy knoll and took a peek inside. As I opened it, out burst a fountain of many coloured butterflies, rainbow game counters, chess pieces, laughing cutlery, tiny chairs and tables, and flying plates covered with exotic fruit.
Dang, exotic fruit. Interesting.
That's what David Bowie was talking about.
Yeah, that is what David Bowie was talking about. Interesting theme we got going here. Anyway, that was The Vanishing Girl from the Dukes of Stratosphere, which is basically just like alternate XTC, right? Like, it's just the same people under a different name, right?
Yeah, it was the three guys who were in XTC at the time, and then the brother of one of them.
Interesting.
And then I guess the first album was actually... When they released it, the idea was it was going to be like a hoax. They were kind of trying to pass it off as an authentic, rediscovered 60s band.
Oh, that's fun.
It was kind of thinly veiled.
That's very fun. What's up, Kyle? Did you just...
That was the sound of me taking off my mask, getting some air.
What's going on? No, you can't say that. No. I'm going to get impeached as the
front page
director.
Of the Daily tomorrow.
God. This man, no, you didn't hear that. He was joking. Oh, no, Jack did it too. Oh, this is
They're coming
this
for
is
us
so
already.
Messed up.
Very
coming
for us.
This is so messed up. See, the camera's on us too. They see everything. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yo, they're banging on the door.
Open up FCC. All right. Enough nonsense, boys. Enough nonsense. All right. What was before that? Game Theory with 24 off of Real Nighttime.
Just a theory.
A game theory. I had
this
to
might
say
be
it.
The
I'm
worst
sorry.
Show that
no, this is
ever put on.
This is definitely the worst show that I've ever
Apologies
done.
Apologies to Larson. Yeah.
No, the only show worse than this is when I forgot to turn on my guests' mics and they were just like whispering in the background. It was horrific. Anyway, glad my mom isn't listening because she usually listens into my regular show, which is on Sunday at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Listen in. Also, Jack, when's your show?
9 a.m. tomorrow.
You better be up bright and early tomorrow morning in 12 hours to listen to Jack's show. He'll be back very soon.
I recommend going to sleep now so you can
get your
be
sleep,
ready.
Then.
I recommend not going to sleep at all, just to make sure that you prepare yourself for the greatness that will be Jangle Heaven tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Right.
My normal weekend consists of prepare for Jangle Heaven, do Jangle Heaven, and then spend the next 2 days...
Recovering.
sitting in one spot, waiting for Andromeda.
Oh, that's right, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kyle has to do both. He has to, you know...
That's a lot of work.
Suffer through the 2 hours of the week.
Yeah, I don't do anything all week, you know?
Yeah.
All I do is just prepare for both of your guys' shows. Yeah. I don't even have my own shows, so I don't have to come in.
Is there a show after
this? What?
Is there a show after this?
There is, yeah. So somebody's coming in. Who is coming in? Someone, I think it's Luke something.
We better hurry up and get to our last song then.
We should. This is Andrew Fellows and...
Jack.
And
Kyle.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a pleasure sharing this hour with you, although maybe it hasn't been a pleasure to you due to the the things that we've been saying. But I did knock over the marker. Thank you. And this is Ween. We're going to close out the show with another Argus-themed song. This is The Argus by Ween.
We could have played.
It's a good one.
We could have played Jason the Argonauts. By XTC.
Oh, that's true.
All right, but we're not.
All right, before you break the mic, I'm going to close out the show. All right, good night, folks.
Disease. puzzled by the mountain, tricked by the sea. And the Argus has practiced compassion with an eye on you, as one is on me. Will the God I grant his forgiveness and allow he that's lived a reason to see? By the August, tell me he has joined.